أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. ربي أنتقنا بالهدى وألهمنا التقوى. السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I pray that your fasts are going well, that your du'as are being accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we are praying for those who are going through difficulty and hardship in these circumstances. Pray for us, and inshallah we are praying for you as well. We have been discussing the story of Prophet Dawood alayhi salam, and where we had left off last time was where we were being introduced to Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. And what we said about Prophet Dawood alayhi salam was his love and commitment of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his constant reliance on Allah, to where whatever difficulties he was going through, he would cure his difficulties with his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is where the name Dawa bi Wud comes in, to make the word Dawood, that he would Dawa, he would cure himself with wood, which is love and affection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where we continue now with the story of Prophet Dawood alayhi salam is in discussion of the numerous favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon him. You know, because of his strong and ardent love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of his commitment to God, Allah in turn blesses him with many favors. And today, inshallah, what we will do is we will discuss some of these favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers Prophet Dawood alayhi salam with, and to try to take as many lessons from that as we can, inshallah. The first blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives Prophet Dawood alayhi salam is the Zabur, the Psalms. This is one of the gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran when he says, Inna awhayna ilayka, that indeed we have revealed to you, O Prophet, kama awhayna ila Nuhin wa nabiyyina min ba'di, the way we have revealed to Prophet Nuh and those of the prophets that came after him. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ وَعِيسَى وَأَيُّوبَ وَيُونُسَ وَهَارُونَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ وَآتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ زَبُورًا, and we gave Dawood the Zabur, the Psalms. This is a book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Prophet Dawood alayhi salam according to traditions in its entirety on the 18th of Shahru Ramadan. Imam al-Sadiq عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد says in a tradition, نزل الزبور في ليلة ثمان عشرة مضت من شهر رمضان, that Allah revealed to him after 18 nights had passed in the month of Ramadan. This book, like every other book that had come previous, whether it was the Torah or the book that would come with the Injil, was sent down all in one. Yeah, it was revealed all together. It's only the Quran that was revealed in bits and pieces, basically, right? And then created the whole book. Of course, when we talk about the revelation of the Quran, there were two revelations. There is the Inzal and the Tanzil. The Tanzil is that came down, the Inzal is that which came down all at once into the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and then there was the Tanzil, that which came down in bits and pieces as was needed to strengthen the hearts of the people, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran. The Psalms was a book filled with stories. It was filled with praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and supplications, but it was not a book of law. What we are told is that Dawood alayhi salam and his followers were still following the law of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, as the hadith tells us, and the Zabur contained stories, praises, and supplications. There have only been a few major sharia's, right? The sharia of Nuh alayhi salam, who brought down a new sharia or a new system of law. And then we had Musa, and then Isa alayhim assalam, and then of course Khatam sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. But every other prophet that came in between, except for Ibrahim, was following the scriptures of the previous prophets who had came, who were tasked with bringing a new sharia. It is why these five are considered to be the chosen, or the greatest of the prophets, because of that added responsibility that they had in fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers him with was this book, in which there was filled with stories, filled with praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and lessons that mankind could benefit from. The second blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers upon him is that he blessed him with a beautiful voice. And it was such a beautiful voice that when he recited the Zabur, the mountains and the birds began to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Subhanallah, it's a sight to see, or it's something that our imaginations can try to understand, right? But Allah says in the Holy Quran, Inna sakharna al-jibala ma'ahu yusabbihna bil-ashi wal-ishraq وَالطَّيْرَ مَحْشُورَةً كُلٌّ لَهُ أَوَّابٌ. He says that we subjugated the mountains to praise with him, exalting Allah in the late afternoon and after sunrise. And the birds were assembled, and all of them were repeating the praises. You know, this idea that every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises him is not a foreign concept to us, right? Everything is a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Animate objects, inanimate objects, they are all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everything engages in praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that we do not understand, or that we do not see it, right? Allah says in the Quran, تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنَّ وَإِنْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. He says that the seven heavens and the earth and whatever is in them all praise Allah. And there is not a thing, وَإِنْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, except that it praises Allah. But you do not understand the way of its exalting, right? Like, that means this laptop is praising Allah, this walls are praising Allah, the birds are praising Allah, the sun is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's except that we don't hear these praises. I mean, just imagine if we had that ability, how much more we would respect the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much more we would cherish and honor the creation. If you recall, right, like this is our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. We are told in traditions that a very similar example of allowing the people to hear the voices, you can say, of the creation of Allah, with the story of the pillar of Hannana. I had mentioned just a few months back, but it's one of my favorite stories. Yeah, my daughter asks me at night sometimes, just tell me that story of Hannana. And so it's a beautiful story, and I just want to share it with you again because of its beauty. It's that, you know, like the traditions tell us that when the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him and his family, was when he would stand to pray, after prayers he would turn around and give a khutbah or a sermon. And when he would deliver that sermon, there was an old dried palm tree that he would just kind of lean against, or allow his shoulder to lean on, and he would deliver the sermon. After a little while in Medina, they built him a mimbar. And when they built him that mimbar, he says that the tradition say that the first time he climbed the mimbar, there was a loud cry that everybody could hear. Subhanallah, that everybody could hear. And everybody was surprised that where is this sound coming from? And the Prophet, it says, Nazala min al mimba. He came down from this mimbar and he walked towards this tree and he embraces it and it comforts it and the sound goes away. Allah at that moment, subhanahu wa ta'ala, allowed everyone to hear this. Again, like this is one of those miracles that we said we touched upon, right? Like yesterday we were talking about where people saw this, they heard this, yet like how could people turn away from what the Prophet had to say or turn away from what the different prophets have to say? And this tree became to known as the tree of Hannana, the tree of compassion, who cried with Hannan, with compassion. And today it's still there as the pillar of Hannana in Masjid al-Nabi. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And so everything praises. This is an accepted rule. The sun shines, it's praising. The sun rises, it's praising. The wind blows, it's praising. The birds chirp, it's praising. Everything praises Allah in their own ways, except that we do not understand it. But when it comes to the praising of the mountains and the birds alongside Prophet Dawood alayhi salam, this was very different in that everyone could hear this. This was the miracle or one of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he gave to Nabi Dawood alayhi salam. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam has a tradition in which he says, أَنَّهُ خَرَجَ, that when he would leave, يَقْرَأُ الزَّبُورِ, he would recite from the Zabur. وَإِذَا قَرَأَ الزَّبُورِ لَا يَبْقَى جَبَلٌ وَلَا حَجَرٌ وَلَا طَائِرٌ إِلَّا أَجَابَهُ. Subhanallah. And he says that when he would recite it, there would be nothing left of the mountains and the stones and the birds, except that they would join him and answer him in praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. A beautiful gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave. And again, this a lesson that I think is really important for us to take from all of this, right? Is that the respect that is necessary for us to give to the world that we live in, right? Sometimes it becomes very easy just to be very self-centered and tunnel visioned in our life, thinking that we are the best creation and the most important creation, but yet everything around us is alive. And the Day of Judgment, as Allah mentions in Surah Al-Zilzal, that he will inspire the earth to speak and it will tell its stories, right? And this is one of the examples of those who will bear witness against us. So something for us to constantly be cautious about, conscious about, and take the necessary steps to ensure that we give the respect that is necessary and due to all of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. So that was the second blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to Prophet Dawood. Now we come to the third blessing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in the Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches him how to make iron soft. Allah says in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ مِنَّا فَضْلًا, and we certainly gave Dawood a bounty from us. Ya Jibal, awwi bi ma'ahu wa tayr wa alanna lahu al-hadid. O mountains, repeat our praises with him and the birds as well, and we made iron soft for him. This is again one of the miracles of Prophet Dawood that he is known for, and that we all have read and understood. But the events behind it are quite interesting, right? We are told that even though Dawood alayhi salam was a king, he lived a very simple and humble life. He wasn't extravagant in his living. He didn't allow the kingdomship to get to his head and to live a life of extreme affluence where that affluence would be shown off towards other people. However, though he lived a humble life, we are told in traditions that he did depend on the public treasury for his survival. So whatever Baytul Mal had, and he would give it to everybody, part of that Baytul Mal or the public treasury would be something that he would rely upon to survive. And so we are told in the tradition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once told to him, that this is a tradition from our sixth Imam, that annaka ni'mal abd, O Dawood, you are a chosen, a best servant of mine. Lawla annaka ta'akulu min baytil mal, except that you eat from the public treasury. Except that you take from the public treasury. He says, وَلَا تَعَمَلْ بِيَدِكَ, and that you do not spend and utilize your own will and your own powers to earn a livelihood. He says, upon this, when he heard this, بَكَى دَاوُدُ, Dawood cried. It had a tremendous impact on his life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would tell him that, right? And of course, it's a form of guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But again, there's a lesson for us. I think this is what we're going to start seeing more and more in the story of Prophet Dawood alayhi salam, is that we will see stories that are told to us and you're like, whoa, how come Dawood made that mistake? Well, he didn't really make a mistake, right? Allah put him in situations for our benefit, right? Because he was, again, like one of the best servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the lesson is for us. And I think an important lesson that we can take from this is that Allah likes it when we work hard, right? We find stories of our imams, Imam al-Baqir or Imam al-Jawad, who used to work hard in their farms, and people would say, Ibn Rasulillah, let us handle this. And he says that this is really loved by Allah. Why would I give it away to somebody else? Allah wants us to work and not depend on others for survival or for handouts, right? As long as it's able to. Now, if we're not able to, that's something else. Like God is conscious of everything. God knows everything. But you know, like sometimes we have two paths in front of us. One, I work hard. One, someone provides for me. Let me go with that other option because it allows me to do other things. But no, Allah wants us to work hard. Now, of course, right, if you are working, that's not a handout. Like sometimes people say the strangest things to say, like, oh, like why are you I'm working, like you're working. If you're working, it's not considered a handout, right? But even if we work hard and earn a simple livelihood, that lifestyle is preferred, right? Is preferred by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than expecting others to provide for us. And so Dawood alayhi salam, you know, he took this very much to heart. And so he immediately started a trade and he started working where he would make baskets of date palm tree, of leaves, and sell them to survive. In Nahjul Balagha, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that he used to prepare baskets of date palm leaves with his own hands. And he would say to his companions, which of you will purchase this from me? And he used to eat barley bread bought out of his own, out of the money that he got from selling this. So immediately, Dawood took advice and he ran with it, right? Like I think sometimes in life, Allah will tell us where we stand with him. Allah, if we are especially reflective, conscious, and we are analyzing of our actions, these are all qualities that believers should constantly be engaged in. When we do these things, Allah will tell us, look, you can improve on this, you can improve on that. We can either sulk or we can accept that and say, thank you, Ya Allah, let's go. And I'm going to go with your help to try to improve my life. Dawood was a go-getter in that way because his getting was Allah. He wanted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so whatever he did, that was his ultimate goal. Let me try to see how I can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Dawood began to do this. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw the efforts of Prophet Dawood, he was pleased with him, right? Because that's what Allah wanted. He wanted his advice to Dawood alayhi salam to prompt action, right? And so when Allah saw that he was working hard now and he was taking his advice, in turn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the gift of being able to melt iron. Yeah, this is a very beautiful gift, right? In a tradition, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said, فَأَوْحَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ إِلَىٰ حَدِيدٍ أَنْ لِنْ لِعَبْدِي دَاوُودٍ فَأَلَانَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ لَهُ الْحَدِيدٍ. He says that Allah inspired iron to soften itself for his servant Dawood, and so Allah softened iron for him. He eventually developed his skills so that he would make a set of mail each day, like a set of armors each day, and then he would sold those for 1,000 silver pieces each, and he thereby became independent of the support of the public treasury. Again, we can look at this as a miracle and say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, or we can look at this as a form of inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is that when we work hard and when we are diligent in doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, even and when we are satisfied with the little that we have and praise God for wherever situation we are in, Allah will open doors for us. We have to believe this. We have to, right? And then, of course, there's an added responsibility after that, not to be like these Banu Israel who allowed this ni'am of God to get into their heads. But for us, when we are slowly, slowly making progress of trying to become maybe slightly more affluent, slightly more independent of other people, and when we do it with sincerity, with diligence, with gratefulness, and satisfaction of whatever we are, Allah promises, Allah will open doors for us. You know, Allah says in the Quran, again in one of my favorite set of verses in Surah Al-Talaq, in the end of verse 2, the verse 3, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مخرجا, that whoever is conscious of Allah, wary of Allah, Allah will make a way out for him. In whatever difficulty you are in, Allah will make a way out for him. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ, then he will provide for him in places that he did not even expect. This is such a beautiful verse. He doesn't say وَيَرْزُقْهُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابْ, that's something else. But he will bless you and he will provide for you from places you couldn't even imagine. This is again like the charm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know. It's something else to be provided bi ghayri hisab. Maybe that's a later step. But right now, like, these people who are conscious of God will be satisfied with whatever God gives, and Allah will provide them from places that they couldn't even imagine. We just have to put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what does it mean, right? An important question that we have to ask is that what does it mean that Allah says that I softened iron for him, right? Like, how does that work exactly? And again, like, some, there are two aqwals here. There are two different beliefs or two different ideas that are provided. The first is that some consider this as a form of miracle, right? Where the same properties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided to fire, to melt iron, were given to Dawood's hands. This is a really cool understanding, right? That means fire intrinsically has properties where it can melt iron. Allah provided those same qualities to the hands of Dawood alayhi salam. We get in a tradition that indeed Allah gave Dawood and Sulaiman, this is a tradition from our fifth Imam alayhi salam, he gave Dawood and Sulaiman that which he hadn't given to any other prophet. And his signs, and from his signs he taught them the speech of birds. وَلَانَ لَهُمَ الْحَدِيدِ وَصُفْرُ مِنْ غَيْرِ نَارٍ مِنْ غَيْرِ نَارٍ. And he says that he gave them the ability to soften iron without the need of fire. Now, there are other also explanations as well, which I think it doesn't negate nor does it like prohibit other explanations, is that prior to this time no one had ever melted iron before, right? And Dawood was the first one to be able to have that idea to put iron in fire, melt it, and make it light and functionable, and which would be especially beneficial in times of defense and military purposes. So Allah says in the Quran, وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ صَنْعَةَ لَبُوسٍ لَكُمْ, and we taught him the fashioning of coats of armor to protect you. لِتُحْسِنَكُمْ مِنْ بَعْسِكُمْ فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ شَاكِرُونَ. So will you then be grateful? Whatever the explanation is, right? What is important is the gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to Prophet Dawood alayhi salam as a sign of his love and appreciation for his hard work and dedication. When we work hard, our sa'i, our efforts are never ever going to be unrecompensed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never. Right? We have to believe that. You know, sometimes in life we may do things for people, they may forget to thank us. Allah never forgets to thank us. Allah never forgets to repay us. Allah will pay us more than we deserved, right? And this is something that we can rest assured with when we look at the story of Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. In fact, this is such a beautiful gift that traditions tell us that if we have hajat, if we have needs, that we should ask them on Tuesday. اطلبوا الحوائج يوم الثلاثاء فإنه اليوم الذي ألان الله فيه الحديد لداود. He said, if you have a haja, ask that haja on a Tuesday, for it is the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala softened iron for Dawood. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. So we have a couple minutes left and we want to stretch the time as best as we can, inshallah. So the fourth blessing, which we will not finish today, but we will continue tomorrow if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us life, and that is that Allah blessed him with the ability to give clear judgment. He was the ruler, the king, and so people would come to him to solve disputes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him. وَشَدَدْنَا مُلْكَهُ, and we strengthened his kingdom. وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْحِكْمَةَ وَفَصْلَ الْخِطَابِ, and we gave him wisdom and conclusive speech. In other words, the ability to pass clear judgment, get it right. And he got it right, and he was able to solve the problems and bring justice to the society that he lived in. Before we go into specifics on this, you know, the idea of judging between people is one of the hardest and most dangerous duties one can undertake, right? Our Prophet has a tradition, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, where he's reported to have said, إِنَّ الْقَاضِي الْعَدَلْ لَيُجَاءُ بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَيَلْقَى مِنْ شِدَّةِ الْحِسَابِ. He says that the just judge, not as any judge, the just judge, right? The one who practices judgment with the best of his ability to be just, will be brought forward on the day of judgment and will be judged so severely that he will wish that he never judged between two people for so much as a date. Subhanallah. The idea of judgment, my brothers and sisters, cannot be taken lightly. It cannot be taken lightly. I don't know how to drive this point home more clearly. You know that if someone comes to you and there is a claimant and a defendant, or somebody who they're claiming against, we have to be very cautious how we proceed, right? And it's not something that we should be excited to do. You know, we must make sure, you know, that if we are ever placed in a situation, there's certain wisdom that I just want to end here with, that if we are ever placed in a situation where we have to judge between two people, then number one, we honestly try and get out of it, because it's for our own akhirah, right? But of course, sometimes we can't get out of it, and so we ask Allah for assistance. And then we also make sure that we are familiar with the etiquette of judging, right? For example, equity between the parties. If you give one person 5 minutes, you give the other person 5 minutes. You give one person 20 minutes, you give the other person 20 minutes. You call somebody twice, you call the other party twice. You never have favoritism or display of favoritism. you never lose your composure, right? And be well acquainted with the law. It's for this reason, you know, traditions tell us that judgment is something that should be reserved for the prophets and the successors of the prophet. But in life, sometimes we have to engage in it. And so we need to make sure that we are amongst the people who seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make sure that we are doing things the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. We find a very beautiful story in the Holy Quran about a lesson that God teaches Dawood alayhi salam, for our sake, of course, that inshallah, if God gives us life, we will continue tomorrow. Wa akhiru da'wan and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi at-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.